is Ivor and Ivor. I'm your co-host, Michael Regan.
I'm Nick Miller, the other co-host.
Yeah. I'm here with a bunch of my friends, y'all. And we're all going to be working on a project together. So let's go around the circle and say our names.
Morgan!
And I'm your co-host, Morgan. yeah, I think that's it. I think we did it.
All right. Fade into radio studio day. Frasier in his booth after the show. Roz enters from her booth.
Good show today, Roz. I particularly thought...
Roz notices a woman, Connie, talking to an employee in the hall.
Oh, God, it's Connie from promotions. She drives me up the wall. Every time I see her, she hits me up for another charity.
Well, Roz, maybe it's time you set some limits. How hard can it be to say no just once? Well, look who I'm talking to.
Roz shoots Frasier a look as Connie enters.
Hi, Frasier. Roz, I was looking for you.
Listen, Connie, before you say anything, I've got to get this off my chest. I bought Girl Scout cookies from you, helped pay for your kids' band uniforms, and bought tickets for every raffle your church ever had. I'm tapped out, so whatever you came for, I'm not interested.
Well then, I'll just go. By the way, my church had its raffle drawing yesterday. You won the grand prize. Sorry to bother you.
Connie exits.
Oh, Connie, don't. Oh, forget it. What did I win?
Roz runs to the envelope and opens it.
Oh my God, this is incredible. It's a one-weekend rental of a deluxe private ski lodge on Mount Baker, complete with lessons from a former Olympic champ.
That is a grand prize indeed. I must admit, I'm a bit envious. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Frasier.
Though I don't suppose you'll have much use for those ski lessons.
There'll be other stuff to do.
Oh, tons. Just because you can't ski, or for that matter, hike, sled, or snowboard, doesn't mean you can't relax by the fire with a nice warm snifter of... Oh, sorry.
Well, the scenery will be nice.
Breathtaking! Though I hope you can enjoy it after that 4-hour drive and you so car sick these days.
Frasier, I know what you're hinting at here, but this is the first thing I've ever won in my life. It means something to me. I'm not about to give it away or sell it or trade it in for a...
Big screen TV.
Roz hands Frasier the package.
Keys in the envelope.
Fade out. Fade in! Interior. Frasier's living room. Evening. Martin sits watching a game on TV. Eddie sits nearby. The sound is up very loud. The doorbell rings. Daphne enters from the kitchen and crosses to the door.
What do you need that so loud for? Swear to God you've gone deaf as a post.
It's just a cold stopping up my ears. I'm fine.
Daphne opens the door to Niles, who's on his cell phone.
Good God, man. Whose lawyer are you anyway? No, I will not calm down. Hello, Daphne. They call that a settlement? Call them and turn it down. I said turn it down, you ninny.
Okay, geez, you could just ask a person nicely.
I have got to find a new divorce lawyer. Claude is clearly no match for Maris's team.
Real shocks, are they?
When I was courting Maris, I sent her a valentine that read, "You're the girl my heart adores, everything I have is yours." Now they insist it's a prenup.
That's terrible. Can you imagine using that as a weapon? A valentine?
Sure, I'd love a valentine.
That does it. You're getting a hearing aid, whether you like it or not.
I don't need a hearing aid. My ears will be back to normal in no time.
You said that 2 days ago. Soon you won't be able to hear a word I say.
Gee, we wouldn't want that. There'd be no reason to keep living.
Daphne scowls and turns away.
I heard that.
I didn't say anything.
Frasier enters.
Well, what's everybody standing around for when you should all be packing?
Packing for what?
For the fabulous ski trip I'm taking us on this weekend.
You're kidding. You won the raffle?
In a manner of speaking. We have a gorgeous ski lodge with an Olympic champ in residence to give us lessons.
It sounds like heaven. Skiing all day, then warming up with a nice hot rum drink, curled up under the blankets in front of a roaring fire.
Yes, I can feel the steam rising from my toddy already.
Oh, damn, I can't go.
Why not?
My friend Annie. It's her birthday Saturday, and I promised I'd spend it with her.
Well, bring her along.
Could I? I know she'd love it. She's very gung-ho for sports. She was the captain of my girls' rugby team at school.
Well, I'm not sure how many bedrooms there are.
If we're short, she can have mine.
Where will you sleep?
Oh, I'll find someplace.
You sure you don't mind?
Not at all. What could be more fun than a gung-ho girls' rugby, Captain?
Daphne exits the room.
I'll kill you for this.
I'm sorry, it's the only way Daphne will come. And if you think I'm letting a moonlit ski lodge go to waste, think again.
My God, you just filed for divorce last week. Can't you wait a while?
Wait? I've waited 5 long years for this. Dad, wouldn't you say it's time?
I've got 12:10.
If you want to make a fool of yourself with Daphne, that's your affair. But you're not ruining this trip by asking along a girl who sounds to me like a serious avalanche risk. I'm telling Daphne to forget it. No guests.
Daphne re-enters.
I called Annie and she's all excited. Turns out she just bought new skis with the money she made from her last swimsuit calendar.
Daphne exits to the kitchen.
Well, I hope you're happy. We're stuck with her now.
Fade out. Fade in, interior ski lodge living room, day. The lodge has a living and dining room area with a fireplace. Off this is a small kitchen. Another downstage door leads to a bedroom. Doors leading to 2 more bedrooms face each other upstage. Stairs beyond this lead to a second floor landing with doors to 3 more bedrooms. Martin and Niles enter carrying luggage.
Wow, look at this place.
Nothing like a change of scenery. Where do you suppose the TV is?
At this altitude, I'm surprised my ears haven't stopped up. How's it affecting your ears, Dad?
No response.
Dad?
What?
How are your ears?
Great. Never been better. No hearing aid for me.
Behind Niles' back and Martin... Behind Niles' back, Martin madly flexes his jaw to make his ears unpop. He has no luck. Fraser enters carrying bags.
This is some place, isn't it?
I'm just glad we made it all right the way. Sorry, I thought of something funny. I'm just glad we made it all right the way you kept taking those curves so sharply. Poor Annie kept getting thrown up against you.
What can I say? I'm a bad driver.
I'll grant you she's comely, but don't you find her a tad... What would a polite euphemism be? Stupid?
She's just unschooled like Eliza Doolittle. Give her the right Henry Higgins and she'll be ready for a ball in no time.
Leave it to you to put the pig back in Pygmalion.
Daphne and Annie enter with their bags. They all ad-lib hellos.
Goodness.
Hello.
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 Here we are.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, what a place.
Goodness, this place is just lovely.
And lovelier still now that you're in it.
Stunning vista. Makes one think of the Matterhorn, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know. I'm not very musical.
Martin opens up one of his bags and removes 2 large bottles of rum.
That's a relief. With all the swerving you did on the drive up, I was afraid these might break. I'm going to make us all a batch of my special hot buttered rum. It's cold in these mountains. You need a little fat in your booze.
Martin crosses into the kitchen.
Good thinking, Dad. When we're done with the buttered rum, I'll whip us up a nice hearty batch of pork nog.
Oh, Fraser. Daphne, let me help you with your luggage. Which room do you want?
That one on the left upstairs should have a nice view.
What a coincidence. That's right next to my room.
I'll take the one next to that.
Oh, allow me.
Niles and Fraser take the bags and exit to their bedrooms. Annie watches Niles go.
That Niles is quite a cutie. Now he's the one getting divorced?
Poor thing's been just miserable.
Well, I may just have to cheer him up.
You just leave Dr. Crane alone, no offense, but I've seen the way you go through men. The last thing he needs is for someone else to break his heart.
But it's my birthday. Besides, you're not his nanny.
Unseen by them, Guy enters carrying groceries. He's in his mid-30s, French, and very good-looking.
Can we just have a nice relaxing ski trip? Does the whole weekend have to be about sex?
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Daphne and Annie turn to see Guy. Daphne is very impressed.
Hello.
I am Guy.
Daphne.
Annie.
I hope you're ready to ski tomorrow. I'm going to work you very hard.
He exits to the kitchen with the groceries.
Dibs on the Frenchman.
You can have him. He's not half as cute as Dr. Crane.
Fraser has emerged from his room just in time to overhear this.
Enough! My ears are burning.
Niles emerges from his room just as Guy re-enters from the kitchen, followed by Martin.
Everyone, did you meet Guy, our ski instructor?
I will also be your chef tonight and come. Entrecote a la Guy.
Ski champion and a gourmet. Vous êtes fort en.
Parlez français?
Oui, j'habitais 6 mois à Paris quand j'étais étudiant.
You speak very well.
Oui.
Oh, you speak French as well.
No, all I know how to say is oui.
Well, I'm sure that'll be enough to get you through the weekend.
Martin glances out the window.
Look, two deers in the snow, just kind of nuzzling each other.
They all look out and see it and say,
oh,
how cute!
Et cetera.
Symbolic.
How romantic.
Enough to put ideas in one's head.
Frasier steals an appraising glance at Annie.
Isn't it?
Annie glances at Niles.
Yes.
Niles glances at Daphne.
I should say so.
Daphne glances at Guy.
Absolument.
Guy steals a glance at Niles. They all stare out the window. Fade out. Fade in. Interior. Ski lodge. Living room / kitchen. Evening. Dinner is over. Daphne and Annie sit in the living room area finishing their drinks while watching Guy skillfully stoking the fire.
Okay, easy, buddy.
Look at you. You're handy, a chef, a ski chomp. Is there anything you don't do?
There are a few things. Niles, you look très elegant.
Niles has emerged from his room wearing silk pajamas and a dressing robe and comes downstairs.
I simply had to change. After that meal, I felt I was going to burst out of my trousers.
Oh, my.
Annie!
Frasier comes out of his room having also changed into a handsome dressing gown and pajamas.
Dr. Crane, what a smashing robe. Doesn't he look handsome?
Oh, yes, quite. Well, look at this. I've finished my buttered rum.
Never let it be said that Frasier Crane would permit a lady to go thirsty. Daphne, go see if Dad's finished with that second batch.
Cut to interior kitchen continuous. Martin stands at the stove where a large pot of rum sits, steam rising from it. He's still trying to unpop his ears. Daphne enters. He hurriedly turns and stirs the rum.
Almost there. I just need to replace the rum that's boiled off.
Martin adds some more rum to the pot.
Just what Annie needs. She's all over poor Dr. Crane, as it is. And after I begged her to leave him be, why couldn't she be hot for Frasier?
Who?
Annie, hot for Frasier.
Oh,
I should just forget about those two and concentrate on Guy. I could sure go for a tall drink of water. For that tall drink of water.
Daphne exits as Martin pulls out a bottle of water from the fridge. Frasier enters. Martin turns around with the drink of water and Frasier takes it.
Thanks, Dad, but it's the rum I really need. I'm hoping it'll help clinch things with Annie.
Annie?
Yeah.
Well, I know a little something about her. She's hot for you.
Says who?
Daphne. She said Annie's hot for Frasier.
Ah, I knew my charm would win her over. I really should register this dressing gown with the love police.
Cut to interior ski lodge living room continuous. Annie has seated herself next to Niles, a sympathetic hand on his knee. Niles is uncomfortable. Daphne hovers disapprovingly.
I know the pain you're going through. I mean, I've never been divorced myself, but my last boyfriend was, eventually.
Well, you know, c'est la vie.
What you need is something to take your mind off it. I'll tell you what always works for me.
Time to go upstairs!
What for?
Daphne drags Annie up the stairs.
I need to give you a birthday present. It's in my room.
See you in a bit.
They disappear into Daphne's room. Guy sits closer to Niles.
Your friend Daphne. She did not like the way Annie was flirting with you?
She didn't like it, did she?
No, in fact, she dragged Annie right off into her bedroom.
Well, I think I know what that means.
We hear Annie's girlish shriek of laughter from Daphne's room. Guy gazes up at a bedroom with Gallic suavity.
I think we both know. Daphne was jealous.
She was jealous, wasn't she? Well, who would have thought it?
I am surprised by nothing. You know, I think you did not like Annie's flirting either.
I certainly didn't.
Annie is not your cup of tea?
Just between us, my interests lie elsewhere this weekend.
Really?
Frasier enters from the kitchen.
Rum's ready.
Guy, perhaps you could give my dad a hand with the drinks.
I'm at your service.
Guy exits to the kitchen. Niles turns excitedly to Fraser.
Daphne wants me.
She told you that.
No, but Annie was flirting with me and Daphne dragged her away in a jealous rage.
You're imagining things. Annie was not flirting with you. I'm the one she's hot for.
I think I know what I'm being flirted with.
Next thing you'll be thinking, Guy's after you. All right, so this is a small break because Nick had to go to the bathroom. In the meantime, Daphne and Seinfeld, we have them here in the studio today.
Hello!
Hello.
So,
Daphne. How's it going?
Are you asking me or Daphne?
Both of you!
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm all right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'm British Canadian. I like it.
So Seinfeld, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
What's been on your mind lately?
Airline food.
Why? What?
Did
what about...
you hear they almost got rid of drinks on airplanes?
No.
Yeah.
Daphne, what do you think? Do you travel a lot?
I'm from overseas, the pond area. So I like to say I travel, but ever since coming to America. I've stayed on the side of the globe that America is on. And
the Western Hemisphere!
Guy, we also have Guy in the studio.
Oh, hello!
So, Guy, where are you from again?
We're not sure.
Because I've heard you're from France, but I know you travel a lot, so...
I have been to many places.
Yeah, Russia?
Maybe? Russia, some Transylvania.
Sounds a little Southern American.
A little bit, yes.
South America, okay.
Mr. Seinfeld, you sound like a comedian. Oh, you go.
That's because I am.
It's my
profession.
What's your profession?
My profession? I'm an ex-Olympic champion.
Wow!
Are you being patronized?
Yes.
Taking a lot of practice. Are you patronizing him right now?
No!
What, just because you think you're a comedian, you think it's so easy to be an Olympic skier?
Well, I put my hours in.
I'm a housemaid, and I clean things, and I... My accent's assimilating to America, so that's why it sounds so strange.
Yeah. And you're halfway between two accents. Is that true for you too, Cypher? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just left New York. I'm kind of picking up everywhere around.
So you left New York, you're just kind of like a Katamari Damacy, rolling through and picking up accents from everywhere you go.
I don't understand that reference, but yeah, sure.
Okay, lint roller.
Yeah.
All right, you're a lint roller picking up the lint.
I got lint all over my pants.
That's not it.
He does.
Yeah, and you as well. So it sounds like all three of you just sort of are picking up.
Yes, we're very well traveled, all of us.
Yeah!
Well, booyah! So, Daphne, I heard you went on a ski trip. What happened? How was it?
Oh, I did. I did go on a ski trip. It was full of misunderstandings, and Guy was there.
Wait.
Guy was there.
It ended in an orgy.
Well, we... No.
It ended in an orgy.
Wait.
I feel like you guys are very...
Was it a baby shower?
It was close. It was a birthday.
Oh, man. He's in the fetus.
Is that close?
I mean, a party's a party.
A party's a party. You hear it here first, folks. Also, it seems like Mary just walked in. Mary once dated Seinfeld, but sounds like you're kind of mad at him. What happened?
Yeah, he never called me back, and...
Hey, we had a nice time.
Mary, keep going. What do you got?
He never called me back. I showed up at his apartment and yelled at him a bunch, made a big deal out of it in front of everybody.
Yeah,
I think
heard
that was the right way to go about it. Mm. I think that was the appropriate
yeah.
I heard there were a bunch of Russian guys there as well. Like a real bunch of, you know what? You said misunderstanding, but I think there was a misunderstanding in that situation as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd say so, yeah.
That's so weird. Both of you just have real misunderstanding situations.
It happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
It happens in like a 20 to 22 minute time span.
That's all I'm awake for.
What? Wait, Simon, I want to dive into that. You're only awake for 20 to 25 minutes a day?
Yeah, I sleep the rest of it. How do you think I come up with all this great material?
Just dreams? Are you a cat?
You didn't hear it from me.
So yes? Okay, he's giving me a... He's started licking his arms.
He doesn't have cable. He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, we got the other guy, the Russian guy who put in the cable is here now.
I'm not paying that money.
I tell him I give him good cable, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want the cable? Why not?
I think this Russian man is quite a looker.
Oh, no, Daphne looks like she's now, I'm not sure if I heard that correctly or not, but you said Seinfeld's a real looker. Is that what you just said?
No,
what I heard. Sorry, my hearing hasn't been great, but it sounds like you have the hots for Seinfeld.
Do you want to come to one of my shows?
I'm going to pass. You're too gangly for me. Too uncomfortable. You're always yelly with your voice and your comedy. You're yelly.
Where are you going with your voice? We're losing her here.
I'm assimilating.
Oh, my God. What just happened? Did a balloon pop?
Yeah.
Gee just left.
I think Bill from the airplane shows up.
Wait, Gee, you're gonna have... Okay, Gee just left.
I have a real question.
Mary, what do you got?
Okay. So I heard that Frasier got his ski trip from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he give her a TV? In, like,
for a ski trip. That's
a nice deal.
But, like...
He has a lot of money. He pays me to just clean and hang out with his father. I don't really do that much.
Wow, that's...
Martin and his father Martin is here as well, it seems like.
Hi, Martin.
Hey, Daphne.
Oh, boy.
You hear me?
You are near me, yes.
Oh, brother, this could lead to even some more misunderstandings.
There's a lot of confusion going on. A
lot of confusion. So it looks like Nick's back. We got a bunch of characters in the room we're all talking together. But Gee has left.
Oh, no.
So Gee's just out there. Nick, you keep him company.
Okay.
You keep recording.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go look for Gee.
Okay. Interior, Ivory and Ivory Recording Studio.
Sacre bleu!
Gee ran into the room.
Thank you.
And now Mike's gone.
I am well.
Geese sits.
You're damn right.
Here's the stage direction a little bit.
What happened to the funny looking boy?
Are you talking about me again?
Oh, thank
you. Mary, I don't know why you went out with him.
Sorry, I couldn't find Gee.
I don't know.
Oh, he's right here.
Bonjour.
I would have treated you well, so would have talked to Crane. He's not here.
And me? This Dr. Crane or that Dr. Crane?
Yeah, which Dr. Crane? I'm
we
not
got two of them.
Very good at hearing.
It's the dad!
Uh-oh. So where...
It's a tree.
Page 17.
Oh.
Interior kitchen. Continue.
Oh, no.
I'm not... Hold on.
Is he Niles now? Sean is Niles now?
No, wait, no.
Yeah, you reached stage
directions. I'm sorry, I'm
you reached stage directions, and Sean is Niles from now on.
That's okay.
Nick, go.
No.
Read the.
No, he doesn't want it.
Okay.
Don't make it.
Fine.
Interior kitchen continuous. Martin stands ladling the rum into cups and handing them to Gee. Martin takes a sip from one.
How do you like your rum?
It's kind of small. The view is nice.
No, your rum.
Oh, yeah.
I like your rum too. But I wonder if it's clouded my judgment about something. Your son Niles, is it just me, or is he attracted to...
Stop right there. It's not just you. He's got it bad.
Really? This is not a delicate subject for you?
Nah. I've known Niles had those feelings for years.
encourage it during that so-called marriage of his. But now that he's free, whatever makes him happy, I say go for it.
You are a wonderful father.
Cut to interior ski lodge living room continuous. Guy and Martin enter from the kitchen, Guy carrying a tray with six steaming cups of Martin's hot buttered rum and jumping the laptop. Daphne and Andy re-enter from Daphne's room. Both wear nightgowns. Fraser and Niles fetch them hot buttered rum.
Okay, everybody, come and get it.
Daphne, just in time.
Annie, what a lovely gown.
Daphne just gave it to me.
I bet she did.
Whoa, that's even stronger than the last batch.
First time I made this was for your mom. I'd been wanting to pop the question, but I was afraid she'd say no. This gave me the nerve to ask her, and I got myself a great big yes. And it wasn't the last yes I got from her that night either.
Oh boy.
Father.
Scares me to think how close I came to chickening out that night. You know, as you get older, it's not your failures you regret, or the times you make an ass of yourself. It's the times you didn't even try, when you just lost your nerve.
Wise words, Dad. Faint heart never won fair lady.
I'd certainly hope that if a man fancied me, he wouldn't be afraid to take a chance. Go for a bold gesture.
Yes, we must never be too timid to pursue our heart's desire.
And not give a damn what the world thinks. Right, Miss Moon?
Indeed.
You know, it takes an hour to make each one, but it's worth it just to sit and savor every sip.
General agreement.
Yes.
Etc.
Then Daphne downs hers. They all follow suit.
I'm done.
Time for bed.
I'm ready.
Me too.
Not dead.
What? Already? Oh, good night.
Martin heads for his room as Fraser, Niles, Daphne, Guy, and Annie reach their respective doors. Daphne and Annie, slightly in their cups, switch rooms. Annie, Daphne, and Guy exit into their rooms. Niles and Fraser stop.
I thought Daphne's room was... what the hell was that?
Oh, mousetrap. I guess they switched.
Mice?
Fraser and Niles exit to their rooms. A moment. Daphne and Annie both emerge into the hall and cross into their correct rooms.
Sorry, I took the wrong room.
Yes, I thought we got that backwards.
Oh well, no harm done.
Annie and Daphne go into their correct rooms. Fraser, having heard Annie's voice, peers out of his door.
Annie...
Niles, having heard Daphne, opens his door.
Daphne?
Fraser and Niles, seeing there's no one there but each other, wave a limp goodnight.
Night, Niles.
Good night.
They close their doors. Guy, hearing Niles' voice, opens his door.
Hello?
Daphne, hearing Guy's voice, opens her door.
Oh, hello.
I know what you want. Don't be timid. Go for it.
He disappears back into his room. Daphne, excited, disappears behind her door. Cut to interior Niles' bedroom / Annie's bedroom. Continuous. A small bedroom. Niles notices that there are connecting doors to the bedrooms on either side of him. He knocks gently on the door into what he thinks is Daphne's room, but is now Annie's room. Hearing no reply, he opens the door and peers in. Cut to interior, Annie's room. Continuous. Niles enters. There is no one in the bedroom, but a half-open door leads it to the bathroom, from which we can hear water running and the sound of someone gargling.
Hello? It's me, Niles.
Wait.
I can't wait. I may lose my nerve and not say what I came to say. I need you. I've wanted you since the moment I've laid eyes on you.
Annie emerges from the bedroom.
I feel the exact same way.
Annie!
I see you're surprised. I've tried to send you signals tonight, but as usual, I was too damn subtle. Just promise you won't mention this to Daphne.
My lips are sealed.
Not for long, I hope.
There is a knock at the door. Niles, thrilled at any interruption, turns to the door.
Come in.
Guy enters.
Guy!
Niles, I thought I heard your voice in here.
What do you want?
Niles, you told me you wanted to see that thing, you know, in my room.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me.
What thing?
Won't take long. We'll catch up later.
Niles and Guy exit Annie's bedroom. Cut to interior ski lodge. Living room, continuous. Niles and Guy speak in whispers.
Boy, that was close. I owe you a big one.
Guy starts for his room. Niles crosses into his own bedroom door.
Your room?
Oh, good point, Guy. She's right next door. She's bound to hear me in there.
We could go in my room?
Much safer. No matter how hard I try, I'm bound to make noise.
Me too.
Niles and Guy exit into Guy's bedroom. Cut to interior, Guy's bedroom, continuous. Niles and Guy enter to find Daphne there waiting on Guy's bed.
Daphne!
Dr. Crane!
Miss Moon, is your room not satisfactory?
Oh dear, I seem to have made a dreadful mistake.
What are you doing in Guy's room?
Is this Guy's room then? I was looking for Annie's room.
Ah, now it makes sense.
I'll just go.
Wait for me. That hall is horribly dark. I'll show you the way. My room should be safe now.
Ah, very well. I will see you later.
Excellent. Come along, Daphne.
Niles and Daphne exit Guy's room. Cut to interior ski lodge living room continuous. Niles and Daphne exit Guy's room just as Fraser emerges from his room. He is now naked under his bathroom and carries a bottle of Dom Perignon. Dom DP!
Dr. Crane!
Oh. Hello?
Fraser!
What were you two doing in Guy's room?
Just saying, my boy.
Ah.
Ah. Now I have to say goodnight to Annie.
Oh.
Good night to you, Dr. Crane.
Sorry for us a trip.
Yes, thank you. So, Annie, how long will you be?
Just a minute or two. Is that champagne?
Yes, I was just bringing it to... Dad. Carry on.
Fraser crosses down towards Martin's room. Niles hustles Daphne up the few stairs to his door.
Before you see Annie, could you come to my room?
What for?
There's something I need to tell you.
They come into Niles' room. Cut to interior, Niles' bedroom / Daphne's bedroom continuous. The room is dark. Niles and Daphne enter.
This may come as a surprise to you.
Niles turns on the light. Annie is waiting for Niles in bed.
Annie!
Daphne!
Didn't I tell you to leave Dr. Crane alone?
And now I see why. You wanted him all to yourself.
I do not want him all to myself!
Oh, I see. It's a threesome you're after. Well, I don't do those anymore.
Annie, I think there's been a misunderstanding here.
I don't see how. You barged into my room not 5 minutes ago and told me how much you wanted me.
You did?
Well, technically, yes.
Then as soon as this one bats her eyes, it's shove off, Annie. This is the worst birthday I've ever had.
Annie runs into her room through the connecting door.
I'm sorry, Dr. Crane. I've ruined everything for you.
No, you haven't. Those things I said to Annie, I can explain.
No, it's none of my business. I've had enough about embarrassment for one evening.
Daphne hurries back into her bedroom, followed by Niles. Cut to interior Daphne's bedroom continuous. Daphne and Niles enter. She turns on the light. Fraser lolls in bed naked under a sheet and a glass of champagne in his hand.
Dr. Crane!
Daphne!
Fraser?
I'm sorry, wrong room!
Just get out of here right now!
Alright, well, it's this room I want then!
Just go!
Yes, bye-bye, sorry again!
Cut to interior Niles' bedroom, tenuous. The room's dark. Fraser, a towel around him, presses him from Daphne's room and closes the door behind him. In the darkness, we hear...
Bonsoir!
Guy turns on the light. He is naked and Niles is bad.
Guy! You are not the Crane I want. You're not even the sex I want.
Where's Niles?
Fraser opens the door to Daphne's bedroom.
Oh, Niles, company.
Niles enters.
Oh, my God. What are you doing in here with Guy?
Don't be jealous, Niles. It's not how it looks.
Oh. What?
Well, as much as I'd love to stay and help you two sort this out, there happens to be a beautiful woman on the other side of this door who wants me desperately.
He flings open the connecting door to Annie's room.
Annie!
Go away! Get out! Get out! Get out!
He closes the door as Daphne, alarmed, enters from her room.
What's going on? Gee!
Annie enters from her room clad only in a towel.
How dare you barge in on me when I'm naked?
I'm sorry. My father told me that you were hot for me.
Your father did?
Blame Daphne. She told him.
I did not. I said she wanted your brother.
Could Niles and I please have some privacy?
You're just putting the moves on everyone, aren't you, Niles?
Would you kindly get out of my bed? I am not gay, Guy.
Oh, please. Acknowledge your true nature and stop chasing these lesbians.
Lesbians?
Your father himself told me you wanted me.
My father said I wanted you?
Pandemonium!
Hey, hold it down now. People trying to sleep. Hey, my ears must have popped. I can hear again. Well, good night, all.
Martin exits.
I suggest we all forget this ever happened and just go to bed.
They all mumble their assent and head to the various doors just before they go.
Wait, everybody. Let me see if I can get this straight. All the lust coursing through this lodge tonight. All the hormones virtually ricocheting off the walls. And no one was chasing me?
A pause as everybody avoids eye contact with Fraser.
See you at breakfast.
Fade out. The end.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
Andrew is the real unsung hero of this performance.
The sung hero, I gotta say, MVP, Morgan.
Guys, this is for all your like podcast listeners. I'm not actually British.
What?
So.
What? I've known you for like 9 months.
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard
all
of you. Told us you were, though.
Lied to us.
That's God.
All right, well, that's that. So,
let me on.
Forever now, goodbye, Brian. Goodbye, Brian.
Good.